Lords, ladies and gentlemen, noble personages here assembled, King Nancy of the Friendly Islands, Queen Lipikotagonga, Doris the Queen Mother, Edna the Queen Sister, Sid the Queen Brother-in-Law, Archduke Coy Baron and Camp Earl, Bonnie Prince Lionel, the Young Pretender.
Yes, Ducky, we've all got his number.
King Kong, Count Dracula, Lord Muck, please be upstanding and charge your glasses. The toast is a better, fuller life through the scientific use of the bicycle pump. With which we should like a couple grand the horn.
The story so far. The tumbril rolled through the streets of Paris, bound for the dreaded Madame Guillotine, played by dreaded Madame Bill Pertwee in drag. Lovely, white-throated, swan-necked Kenneth Williams clung to her father in the person of crusty, snaggle-toothed roué Betty Marsden. The screaming mob, played by screaming Hugh Paddock in a greasy tricorn, shrieked vile obscenities which were cut at rehearsal. And the sinister drums, played by Edwin Braden's sinister drummer, and available for bar mitzvahs and weddings, beat out their sinister message. Beneath the guillotine crouched a tattered, wizened old crone, knitting. As the blade fell, she raised her head and cackled,
"My name's Kenneth Horne." And that was Douglas Smith, nightclub hostess of No Fixed Abode, who appears by permission of Identikit. Well, I hear first of the answers to last week's quiz. Question one, nautical codes. Well, the answer was in three parts. You can do it with a rocket, you can tap it out, you can dress it overall with bunting, or lower a small boy covered with honey. Question two, complete the titles of these plays or films. As You. Well, the answer was As You Like It, and not As You Would Wish to Find It. Then there was Cat on a Hot. Well, of course, that was Tin Roof, not Hot Brick. And the third title was She Stoops To. Now, the answer was, of course, Conquer, and I got some very original replies to that. To be honest, most of you were wildly improvising. Right now, Smith, stop offering to introduce Edward Brayton to your sister and announce the next item, will you?
Yes, sir. And now, more phlegmatic than Fleming, more binding than Bond, combining the best elements of spy thrillers such as Thunderball and The Man with the Golden Gun, we present Kenneth Horne as The Man with the Golden Thunderball.
I just finished a case. I relaxed by the water's edge at Captain Grimsby and sipped from my finely fluted crystal glass of oatmeal stout. I lay back with that feeling of well-being that only comes from complete and utter drunkenness. My ears started to ring. I picked one up and answered it. Hello, Fanny Hill here.
Stop that wishful thinking, Horn. This is Heverstrap here, MI5. I got Brian Horrocks here. He wants a word with you.
Hello, Horne.
Hello, Brian Horrocks.
I've been trying to get you. Where on earth have you been? Do you realize I've been on the blower all morning?
Big deal.
Absolutely essential. You get back to London immediately. Have you got transport?
Yes, sir. I got my 2.4 drophead announcer here. I'll leave right away. And with that, I leapt onto Douglas Smith's back, slid him into first gear, did a fast racing change, and roared away.
Brum, 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 brum.
Beep, 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 beep. All right, Smith. We all know you can do it.
I also do sheep. Bah.
Let's get on with it.
10 minutes later in London.
Only 10 minutes?
No, I took a shortcut through Luton. No. Not such a pretty ride.
All right. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. I strode into HQ up to a door marked Private and strode in without knocking.
Horn.
Oh, Brian Horrocks. I didn't realize you were busy.
Miss Golightly and I were engaged on top secret work. Well, I trust you'll keep it top secret.
Yes, sir.
All right, Evadne, you can take the rest down later. A A memo, you know, to the PM about his latest crisis.
Oh, what's up, sir?
It was very big, Horn, very big. I've been badgered by Juno for over a week now.
Yes, I suggest you keep taking the tablets. And if that doesn't work, put a poultice on it.
Thank you, Horn. Now, something strange has been happening. I want you to look at this.
Good heavens, that looks nasty.
No, this. It's under this dust sheet.
Good gracious, the Prime Minister of England, old, what's his name?
No, it looks like, old what's his name, but see, you can unscrew his head.
Then the resemblance is complete. What is it, the robot?
Precisely, and perfect down to the last detail. At least I don't know what's his name that well, but you see, a mole on his hip.
A live one?
No, just a clever facsimile. Here, look. Help me get this vest over.
Right, there we are. Yeah.
Now, you see this panel?
Yeah.
You just prise it open so. And inside, a small common or garden talking doll device. So, in fact, the person we all thought was old
is,
in fact, a lifelike dummy. But we don't know what's happened to the real... somebody's kidnapped the real... what's-his-name, and substituted this grisly, grinning effigy in place of the grisly, grinning original.
But who?
We have one slight clue. There's a label on the dummy that says foreign made, manufactured by 2N Ginsberg Novelty Corporation, Tokyo.
Yes, not much to go on, but I think we might find our answer in... Chipping Sodbury.
I think you're wrong, Horn.
Oh, well, in that case, I'll try Tokyo.
Good luck, Horn.
And with that, he extended a warm hand on the end of a stick and clutted me on the ear. The interview was over. I knew I'd got no time to waste. Smith, announce me to Tokyo.
Sir, 10 seconds later, in the street of 1,000 artifacts, Tokyo.
Thank you. As I pushed my way through the throng, I had a sudden feeling I was being followed. Behind me was a huge giant of a man. He came for me and we grappled. He gave me a half Nelson.
There, one half Nelson. We'll give you the other half next Friday when I get paid.
I gave him a quick cross buttock, and he didn't like that at all. He sprawled back and then leapt at me with a karate chop.
One karate chop coming up with a double portion of big beans on the side.
And then something hit me, and I went headfirst down the slope to oblivion. Sometime later, I came to find a pair of almond eyes set in a pickled walnut face staring into mine.
Ah, Mr. Horn, I have been waiting for you to come too. You have come too?
Yes, good.
In Japan, we have a saying. It goes, what song shall the caged bird sing when it dreams of its freedom? Perhaps you can supply the answer.
Well, no, I'm afraid not. Why do you ask?
It's number 4 down in junior crossword in morning paper. Now, what brings you to Tokyo.
We are on to your little game. Ah! We know what you've been up to.
It's a pack of lies. Can't prove anything. Was merely trying to help young lady onto bus. Yes. It's not my fault I'm short-sighted. No, I have good war record. Decorated for bravery in kamikaze. I told constable. Yes. Told the constable, no sully, and pleaded the Japanese headaches.
Yes. I'm not talking about that incident. I'm talking about your kidnapping the Prime Minister.
Honourable, what's his name?
Yes, and substituting a dummy in his place.
Aha!
In an attempt to discredit the British...
Glaverman.
Yes.
Glaverman, yes. I have the original here.
Now, look here, Doctor.
One moment. Before coming to honorable tag of miserable sketch, we have entertainment. I will summon most desirable geisha, Lotus Blossom. Lotus Blossom, most beautiful flower of the East.
Yes, Gov. I await your command, O mighty Mandarin, and come waving my fan. And bring in a hint of Eastern promise.
Yes. And more than a hint of garlic, too.
Sister, I admires the pan, the lovely lettuce blossom at the horn. In all Tokyo, there is no maiden whose radiance and beauty and exquisite proportions can compare to lotus blossom.
Really?
Yes, things very bad in Tokyo. sing for us, my little bamboo shoot. One of your plaintive traditional airs that our ears may be assailed with a thousand delights as the tinkling cadences of the nightingale's sweet tones waft us to Nirvana. After me, one, a two.
If you don't want the world's stone, a muffin, the baby's fingers up the sand.
Thank you, yes. Thank you, yes. Thank you. Very nice. Don't call us, we'll call you. And now, Mr. Horn, on with the plot.
Yes, all right, you grinning devil, the game's up. This small bore Douglas Smith I'm holding is loaded.
Oh!
And I'm not afraid to use it.
I don't believe you. It's a trick.
All right, you forced me to do this. Right, Smith? Are you cocked?
Yes, sir.
Trick.
Oh, sorry, sir. I was only half cocked.
Never mind. Off you go.
Right. Bang, bang.
Oh.
Well, Dr. Chuan Ginsburg.
All right. I know what you want. I'll do it. I've released
what's his name?
Yes, that's right. And sent him back to England. That's what you've come for, isn't it?
Good heavens, no. No, I've come on behalf of the British public to ask you to keep him here. Well, that's the end of the story, but somehow I feel we haven't heard the last of...
Dr. Chuan Ginsburg, M.A., failed. Goodbye!
Goodbye. Well, now, here are another four lifelike effigies with an ingenious device so that when you press a button, they sing a track from their new LP, Nellie Melba Goes Pomp. But today, they're going to sing the Kemp Town Races.
Shouldn't that be Kemp?
Well, what a ducky it will be.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Fraser Hayes Four.
Camp Town ladies sing this song, do-da, do-da. Camp Town racetrack 5 miles long, oh, do-da, day. I came down there when my hat caved in, do-da, do-da. I go back home with my pocket full of tin, oh, do-da, day. Somebody bet on today. Long tail Billy and the big black horse. Do da, do da. Lines are tracked and the boat got across. Oh, do da, do da. The blind horse sitting in a big mud hole. Do da, do da. Can't touch a bottom when the set was small. Oh, do da, do da. Wanna run all night? Wanna run all day? Bet my money on a bobtail bag. Somebody bet on the bay. Do-da, do-da. Bobtail fling her over his back. Oh, the do-da day.
Flying along like a railroad car.
Woo-hoo. Running a race with a shooting star. Oh, the do-da day. Win my money on the bobtail nag. I got my money in an auto bag. Why run all night? Why run all day? I'll bet my money on the bobtail nag. Somebody bet on the bay.
And now, trends.
This is the part of the show for the trendy young moderns, the people who are fused, as opposed to the people of my generation who badly need rewiring. Our first theatre, the plays of the 30s are still being revived, and here's an excerpt from the poignant third act of Bitter Laughter, starring Dame Celia Mulstrangler and Binky Huckaback.
startled me coming through the window like that.
I had to come. Oh, darling. Darling Fiona.
Are you glad, Charles? About us, I mean.
Glad? Yes, Fiona. Enchantedly, heart-quenchingly, delectably, luxuriously, voluptuously glad. And yet somehow, sorry. About us, I mean. And you, Fiona, are you sorry?
Grief-riddenly, wretchedly, hang-wringingly, utterly, utterly sorry, and yet somehow glad.
I know.
I know you know.
I know you know, I know.
Yes, I know.
Oh, Fiona, how I hate having to meet like this. Secretly, furtively, lurkingly, clandestinely, for a few snatched, sweet, sad, madcap, heart-twitteringly, rip-thumpingly, bewitching moments of blissful pain.
Oh, painful bliss.
How true. How terribly, terribly true. And yet, how false.
How true.
Oh, what's the use, Fiona? These trite, meaningless, empty, vacuous, pointless phrases can't convey what I feel in my heart.
I sensed that.
I sensed it. Yes, I sensed it.
I know.
I know you know.
I know you know. I know.
Yes, I know. That's the marvelous thing about us. We don't need words. I must go now, darling. Goodbye.
And shall I see you again? Answer yes, Charles. For pity's sake, answer yes.
Yes. Next time I come to clean the windows.
Trends in music. Here again is that doyen of folk singers whose homespun tunes have made him one of the highest paid entertainers in the country, Rambling Sid Rumpur.
Oh, hello, me dearie, Aaron. Shall my dangle lie fallow till old Tom goes a-sickly now?
Well, I've got no comment to make at this time. But where have your peregrinations taken you lately?
Why, since I last been here, I've been a-rambling and a-wandering and a-gypsying up and down the country, a-driving of my continental Bentley, dilly-dilly-daffy down my spong.
Beg your pardon?
I'm just being picturesque.
Oh, good.
Just an affectation, a doodle-o, a ruff-a-duff, foldy riddle-eye-ho-do, chirrup-chirrup.
I'm glad to hear it.
Yes. Now, I'm going to sing you a sad sea shanty sung by the herring fishermen of Hampstead Garden Suburb. Yes, it's a plaintive lament on account of Hampstead Garden Suburb be landlocked. Amongst other things. The story it tells of a poor fisherman what comes home one night with an empty net, and his wife says to him, "Why have you caught me, Billy-o? Why have you caught me, darling Willie?" To which he answers, "Nary a one, me Susie-o, but I bought a tin of sardines from the supermarket up Camden Town." And then he sings,
"Oh, heave away, me heart is warm. Pull away, or pull me dando. With a yo and a ha ha ha. With a hey. Down, daddy, down, and me wind blows free."
thank you, Rambling Sid Rumpo. Yeah, yes, thank
not
you.
At all.
Yes, not at all. When I hear you sing like that, when I hear you sing like that, it makes me want to throw off the trammels of civilization and belt you one with a Marlin stuff. Now then, trends in the home. Recently I saw an advertisement in a Sunday paper which said, why not get with it in the garden? So I thought, with the summer coming, well, it was time to have my garden replanned. So I found this firm, Bona Homes and Landscape Gardens. And the next day, their representatives came round.
Oh, hello, I'm Julian. This is my friend Sandy.
Oh, hello. Hello, Mr. Hall. We're Bona Homes, you see. Yes, thank you, yes. Nice. Incorporating, of course, Fave Gardens. Of course, we're really just filling in between jobs, aren't we,
George?
Yes. We've just done that lovely commercial, didn't we?
Lovely commercial
it was, where there's me and Julian sat in this car, and then all these horse guards come trotting by.
Yes.
Lovely breastplate.
Oh, shining.
Breastplate shining. It was lovely.
Glinting in the sun. Then Sand turns to me, he looks at me, and we both change to filter tip.
Change to filter tip.
Less of a drag.
Less of a drag. Yes. Very good it was. Yes. Yes, he took his part lovely, didn't he? Now, let's have a garden, Mr. Orne, this garden of yours.
Right, it's through here.
Oh, nasty. I couldn't be doing with a garden like this, could you, Jules?
What?
Oh, those horrible little naff gnomes.
Oh, no. Well, it's a bit like Noddy in Toyland, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, look at all that grass. That'll have to go. I mean, grass in a garden, Sam.
Oh, très passé. I'm the mind bogle.
Yes, that's it. Well, what do you suggest?
Paving, that's your answer here. Paving.
Crazy?
Absolutely insane. And you have your various types of stone. Show me a brochure. Go on, Julian.
Oh, yes. Mm. Well, there's the ear. Now, here. Now, you've got your actual Florentine marble.
I'm lovely in your Florentine marble.
Mm,
really lovely.
Yes, lovely.
Mm. Wait a minute. How do you see his patio?
Ah.
Now, that's the point. His patio.
Yeah, now, that's difficult. Well, wait a minute.
Yes.
Wait.
Into you.
Oh, it's all happening.
Yes.
All happening.
Yes, he's getting it.
I've got it.
Yes,
I've got
yes.
it. Terraza.
Oh! Terraza, fantabulosa. Oh, he's a genius, you know. Oh, yes, and then maybe I could do something wild with a couple of creepers up his trellis. Yes, oh, yes. No, I'm beginning to see it all now.
Yes.
I'm beginning to see it all now. Yes. Go on, yes.
No, wait.
Go on, Jules.
Wait, now.
Yes.
Now, what about something decadent?
Ooh.
Like a sunken bird bath.
Ooh.
Well, I'm afraid I don't know any sunken birds.
Three bowls. Oh, got his number, Jackie. Yes, go on, Jules, though. Sorry for the interruption. Go on. It's beginning to sing now, isn't it?
Yes,
go on, Jules. Yes, go on.
Don't rush me. Don't rush me.
No, I'm sorry. I spoke.
It's coming over me in waves.
Yes.
I see it as a miniature version of a piazza in Florence.
Oh, it's a breakthrough, Mr. Orne. He's done it. It's a breakthrough.
Go on. Now, wait a minute. That rockery
has
to come down.
That has to come down. Yes. We'll have that down. Have that down. And the trees.
The trees have to come down.
Yeah, we'll have those down.
Yes.
We'll be all down.
Look. You kind of a mock Tudor house with an Italianate piazza at the back.
Precisely. The whole house will have to come down.
I shall miss that house. Still, they're very decent about it. They're leaving the tool shed up in the garden for me to sleep in. Well, that's it for this week. It only remains for me to give you the results of last week's competition when I asked you to pin the tail on the Tasmanian devil. Well, perhaps I should have mentioned it was a live one. However, the prize goes to Mr. J. Wilson Landharbour, late of station approach Tahiti, to be divided equally among his next of kin. And the prize is an electric toothbrush, specially designed for people with electric teeth. Cheerio. See you next week.
That was Round the Horn, starring Kenneth Horne, with Kenneth Williams, Hugh Paddock, Betty Marsden, and Bill Pertwee. On the musical side, you heard the Fraser Hayes Four and Edwin Braden and the Hornblowers. The script was written by Barry Took and Marty Feldman and produced by John Simmons.